Oh, thank you, God, that you are a God who keeps his promises. You promised to bless Abraham's family, and I am part of Abraham's family. Thank you that you are with me in the good times and in the bad times. You are there in times of laughter, and you are there in times of sadness and pain. You were there when I was thrown into the pit by my brothers. You were there when I was sold as a slave in Egypt. You were there when I was a trusted servant in Potiphar's household. And you are here with me now, here in the king's prison. Thank you, Lord God, that you are always with me. Amen. Oh, well, I'd better get on with my work this morning. Even here in the king's prison, I have a job to do. I help look after the other prisoners, and the prison guard trusts me to do my job well, even if it's something as simple as giving the breakfast to the other prisoners. I know that my Lord God is with me, and he helps me in all that I do. Did you know that here in the king's prison, it is full of people who have annoyed the king of Egypt, the Pharaoh? You don't want to mess with Pharaoh, otherwise you will be in big trouble. Here in the prison, there is Pharaoh's chief cupbearer, a bit like his steward or his butler. The chief cupbearer would stand by Pharaoh's side and give Pharaoh his cup. At dinner time, it's a very trusted position. But he's in here in prison with me. And so is Pharaoh's chief baker. Now, I don't know why they or what they did to offend the king of Egypt, Pharaoh. But I know that Pharaoh was very, very angry. And that they have been in prison here with me for quite some time now. Oh, well. I'd better get on with my job. I better give them their breakfast, otherwise they might start complaining. Oh, morning, morning, rise and shine, it's breakfast time. Guess what it is for breakfast today? Yes, it's bean stew and bread. Are you okay? You look a bit upset. Actually, why are you so worried this morning?
Well, we've both had very strange dreams. And, well, there's no one here in prison to tell us what they mean.
Interpreting dreams is God's business. Why don't you tell me your dream, and I will ask God to help me to understand, and then I can tell you what they mean.
Oh, okay then. Well, in my dream, I saw a grapevine in front of me. And on the grapevine, there were three branches that began to bud and blossom. And then soon there were clusters of rich, juicy grapes growing on the vine branches. Well, I was holding Pharaoh's cup in my hand, so I took some of the grapes and squeezed the juice into the cup, and then I gave the cup to Pharaoh.
Ah, this is what your dream means. The three branches represent 3 days, okay? Within 3 days, Pharaoh will lift you up and restore you to your former position as his chief cupbearer.
Oh, that is such great news. Oh, restored to my old job, out of prison, back in the palace, in Pharaoh's good books again. Oh, Joseph, that's the best news you could have told me. Thank you.
And when things go well with you, please remember me, okay? Mention me to Pharaoh so that he might let me out of this place. For I was kidnapped from my homeland, the land of the Hebrews. And here I am in prison now, though I did nothing to deserve it.
Well, I had a dream too. I wonder if my dream means the same as the chief cupbearer's. In my dream, there were 3 baskets of bread, and they were stacked on my head. And they were filled with all sorts of cakes and bread for Pharaoh. And then the birds came and ate from the top basket.
This is what your dream means. The three baskets represent 3 days. In 3 days, Pharaoh will lift you up, but not to honor you. He will kill you, and the birds will peck away at your flesh.
Oh, no, it can't be true. That's not right. I don't believe it.
Well, that actually was what happened. It was true. 3 days later, it was Pharaoh's birthday. And he threw a huge banquet, a great feast for all of his staff and his officials. Now, of course, I wasn't invited to the party because I was stuck here in this prison. But Pharaoh did summon his chief cupbearer and his chief baker to the feast. And Pharaoh lifted up the chief cupbearer and restored him to his former position. So once again, the chief cupbearer stood by Pharaoh's side and handed Pharaoh his cup. But Pharaoh killed the chief baker, just as I had predicted, when, with God's help, I had interpreted the dream. The chief cupbearer, however, forgot all about me. He never gave me another thought. He did not remember me.
Remember me. How many people have listened to this presentation today and are suffering from the downs, or indeed rejoicing in the ups of life today? Because we can all relate to that story one way or another in our personal lives. The question is this: do you realize that God is faithful in all attitudes and all parts of our lives? Are you a person that comes to church or listens online, and each week you nod your head and you say, "Wow, that was wonderful"? But you don't allow God into your life in the way in which He wants to make that difference, to give you that peace. The strap line we had today was this: God doesn't forget. He sees and remembers. And He's awaiting your personal response. And you could even be a person on holiday today, and you've come to a different church, or you've connected as a one-off in our live stream, and God's talking specifically to you just now and just saying, "Please respond. I have great blessings in store for you if you would let go and let me have your way in your life." Personal response is the only way in which we come to know God and trust in Him fully. Beautiful verse from the Message reads like this from Proverbs chapter 3. Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track. Yes, we'll still have ups and downs, but with God with us, what a blessing it is. I stand as testimony of that today. Without God, I would be nothing. He upholds me, forgives me, He accepts me. Are you willing today to take that step to draw closer to God? Yes, you've put your faith and trust in God, but you've stopped. You haven't allowed Him to develop in your life. Or indeed, maybe you haven't ever made that commitment and said, "Lord Jesus, come into my life." You know it has to be done, but another day. Whether online or here in person, whether a boy or a girl or an adult, God's calling you right now. Put your trust in Him. I'm going to pray just now and then lead you in two thoughtful songs that may help you to draw close. And if you do respond to this challenge today, make that known to our Pastor Alistair's there. Many of our leadership team are around, and we would count it a privilege to pray with you individually. Let's bow in his presence. Thank you, Father, that you're a God who never forgets. Thank you that you see and remember and you know the life that we represent, bowed in your presence here this morning. Challenge our hearts through the power of your Spirit that we may respond, allowing you to become really into our lives rather than just as we decide to switch on or off. Father, speak to us now. Enable us to respond, not in the spur of the moment, but for things that are eternal, to draw close and receive your blessing. And this we ask in your precious name. Amen.